You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and up next on CJ at the Movies, I got three reviews on The Nest, Cajillionaire, and the 40th anniversary re-release of Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back. Our first movie is The Nest, and it stars Jude Law as an English businessman and opportunist who relocates his American family to his hometown in London to work at his old firm, and they now reside in an old manor. Carrie Coon gives her career's best performance as his wife, who feels like the family is deteriorating ever since they got there. The husband is having trouble striking a business deal, which is why they're going broke. Her daughter is in full rebellion stage, and their son worries about his parents' behaviors. Coon provides the dialogue and vulnerabilities to express her emotions, while Law is excellent in his ways as he struggles to grasp his reality and wants more out of it. The Nest should have been longer to allow the characters to repair the turmoil in their lives, but it is riveting in how they deal with it. This indie has the kind of unique family drama that I looked for and missed in the Force Majeure remake Downhill. See it for yourselves. 3 stars. Next up is Cajillionaire, the latest movie from writer-director Miranda July, which confuses you with its con game, but entertains you with how the actors portray their characters. Evan Rachel Wood plays the slouchy-looking and husky-voiced daughter of two con artists, played by Deborah Winger and Richard Jenkins, who are all struggling to pay their rent, in which they live in the office of a bubble factory. And the lovely and smart Gina Rodriguez comes in as an Ocean's 11 fan who helps them come up with the rent. Again, the money game is too complicated to grasp, but the reality of it all makes it fresh. The daughter hates her parents for being lousy and earns a connection with a new member of the group. The performances from the cast are more meaningful than the con job because they represent people in harsh realities. Either you're going to buy a ticket feeling satisfied or con, you're entitled to your own opinions. But for me, I endorse the movie for cutting back on the crime movie cliches. 3 stars. And finally, I'd like to take this moment to commemorate the 40th anniversary re-release of Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back, which is known for its iconic "I am your father" quote, one of the best movie twists in history. Fans will also look back on the battle on the frozen planet Hoth when Luke Skywalker battles some giant walkers, his encounters with the Jedi Master Yoda who trains him to be a Jedi Knight, and his battle with Darth Vader. Mark Hamill is Skywalker, Harrison Ford is Han Solo, the late Carrie Fisher is Princess Leia, Billy Dee Williams is Lando Calrissian, and James Earl Jones provides the voice of Vader. The special effects are incredible, as stop motion and puppeteering convinces us of the creatures, ships, and machines, and no generic CGI existed other than some blue screens. It's amazing how the real world and animation world is able to merge together without overlapping one another, and the depth and emotion of the characters is bold and unique. The Empire Strikes Back is a timeless sequel. 4 stars. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.